The House Natural Resources Oversight Subcommittee called its hearing The Role of Public Relations Firms in Preventing Action on Climate Change. Democrat Raul Grijalva of California described the issue, saying the discussion is not just about ending oil and gas.
But to expose and seek truth in advertising from the gaslighting that big oil and big gas are doing on the American people through public relations, not just firms, but specific strategies to keep the discussion from being on common ground. And that common ground, to me, is fact, it's science, and it is empirical information that people can deal with.
The subcommittee, chaired by California Representative Katie Porter, has released a report on what it calls deceptive and misleading tactics used by public relations firms representing the fossil fuel industry. Witness Christina Reyna is a former PR executive who now works on social impact filmmaking. She says the International Panel on Climate Change has called misinformation and corporate advertising primary barriers to climate action. She calls it an architecture behind climate obstruction, and she says PR firms have escaped scrutiny for their role.
Like the tobacco industry, the fossil fuel industry has always relied on public relations to advocate for its interests. But what's new is the intensity of its pursuits, the complexity of its operations, and the vast resources it deploys to bulldoze regulatory obstacles in its path.
She says oil and gas companies use public relations firms to simulate public support with AstroTurf groups and to delegitimize and intimidate their opposition. Another tactic is to use PR firms to launder their public image with greenwashing campaigns. Arena says the disinformation campaigns have not only continued, but become more nuanced.
And most of these ads, they don't contain blatant lies. They contain a blend of factual omissions and distortions. So it's incumbent upon agencies to be familiar with climate delay frames, how greenwashing works, to be able to evaluate it, and from a perspective of lawmakers, to force those disclosures, especially around the third-party mobilization efforts where you have these AstroTurf groups, different third parties, proxies, where the fact that they are paid proxies is not revealed. And again, these companies are engaging in policy matters. They're not using these practices to sell products.
Another witness who worked on an anti-fracking initiative in Colorado told of an orchestrated campaign to intimidate and interfere with signature gatherers and stalk volunteers. Committee Chair Porter says public relations firms declined invitations to testify at the hearing, but even so, they were not without their defenders. Amy Cook is founder and CEO of the John Locke Foundation, a free market think tank in North Carolina.
Love for the First Amendment drew me to journalism. Fear of losing it drew me to public policy.
She says PR firms are merely informing people about trade-offs in public policy and helping companies deal with burdensome regulatory bureaucracies.
I've been on the ground working with those who have concerns and stories to tell regarding these trade-offs. They have a right to tell their story, and the public has a right to hear them, but they're often shut out or marginalized by legacy media, big tech, and government.
While the committee was meeting, a separate oversight committee was holding a hearing on fossil fuel industry efforts to squelch protests. That involves a legal strategy known as SLAP lawsuits, short for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation, like lawsuits that have been filed against groups like Greenpeace and the Earth First Movement. Jamie Raskin is a Democrat from Maryland.
Wealthy and powerful corporate entities are dragging citizens and public interest opponents through meritless but protracted and extremely costly litigation to expose anyone who dares to stand up to them to financial and personal ruin. In its work to silence its critics, the fossil fuel industry is also pushing for the passage of anti-protest laws dressed up as critical infrastructure protection statutes.
Raskin is promising federal legislation to crack down on SLAP lawsuits. Meanwhile, Thursday will feature yet another hearing, this one on the subject of oil company profits and disinformation. Democrat Porter says she's looking forward to that hearing.
We are just getting started.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.